which really showed a ray of light for the Silver Tips back in period two. But again, it will require more to get a win on the board in this series. And now the Silver Tips have no margin for error. Matthew Barzell, the Thunderbird captain and veteran, scoring the last two goals of this game. 4:23 of the third to tie it, and 1:30 of OT to win it. Your final score, Thunderbirds 5, Silver Tips 4, and now the series, 3-0. Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison. We go right to your highlights. Carter Hart very much a factor early on in the opening frame and needing to bring the A game as well to push the pace in favor of the Tips. He saw a flurry, but he and the Tips selling out early to keep a deadlock and at nothing-nothing. Here. Strand up high to the corner. Barzell centering toss. Moylan in, save made. Bear rebound blocked by E2 Tallulah. Into the corner once more. Bear goes cross ice. Here's Barzell, right circle. Hangs on to it. Wiley's out of the send bin. Left side, Bear hangs on. Wrist shot save made by Hart. That caught the glove. Deflecting all the way out. We stay nothing-nothing. And with that, Carter Hart turning away the first six saves on six shots he saw. Seattle Wood get on the board first at 12:35. Keegan Colazar is fourth from Barzell and Hyman. And the Tips again for the third straight game in this series, trailing 1-0. That score holding up end of one period.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest first period, but it certainly wasn't the Silver Tips undoing. They could look at that first 20 minutes and say, okay, we withstood that energy we thought would be there. We did give up a goal, but we're poised. We're right in this one.
And then Seattle turned it from bad to worse. Unfortunately for the Silver Tips, Nolan Volkan made it 2-0 on a scramble at the net, 32 seconds in his third from Moylanen and Bear. And then it was Alexander True at 3:33 to make it 3-0. And the Silver Tips in a state of emergency when he potted his fourth on the year on a wrist shot that beat Carter Hart from the right circle. Zach Andrushek and Scott Enzor with the helpers on the play. But then a renaissance moment for the boys in green. It began off a scramble of their own at 7:22. And Aaron Irving finishing things off to get the Silver Tips back to two goals. Barzell sends it cross ice and Hart's poked away. Here comes Dominic Zwerger, one-on-one against Barzell. And Zwerger gets right on by him, now to the front of the cage and hauled down. Will it be a penalty shot? And they rule it is a goal. 12:38 to go in the second period as Dominic Zwerger got right behind the defense and a puck deflected in. That might go to Aaron Irving. And the Silver Tips are finally on the board. It's a 3-1 game. It went to Irving, his second from Zwerger. And the Silver Tips again tacking on more when they cashed in with power play opportunities. 9:41, cue the E2 Tallulah show to make it a one-goal game. And by Kava feedback, Davis for Zwerger. Center point, Davis hangs on. His wrist shot deflected in front, save, rebound, Tallulah, he scores! E2 Tallulah once again! Third goal of the series, 10:19 left, second period, and here come the Silver Tips! A power play goal! It's a 3-2 game!
His fifth of the postseason, Kevin Davis and Dominic Zwerger with the assist, DZ96 picking up a multi-point game. And Justin, the Silver Tips were back in business.
Absolutely. They needed something kind of to go their way, a bounce, a reason to believe. That's what they got with that Zwerger play where he got dragged down and Irving potted the goal. And then they come back with another opportunity on the power play. And E2 Tallulah fighting hard, getting the Silver Tips back within one, within striking distance.
And then usually a composed veteran Seattle Thunderbird bunch continuing to unravel when Scott Enzor took a hooking penalty. Dominic Zwerger made him pay and made it a 3-3 game at 13:29. Drops it right side to Lola to the open point by Cobb. Sent one across, Zwerger tees one up, he scores! Dominic Zwerger again! Second power play goal for the Silver Tips, 6:31 to go, second period. They have come all the way back. A trio in period two, we're tied, 3-3. Zwerger, his third from Bykov and Tallulah, and the Silver Tips taking their current, turning it into a tidal wave at that point, a 3-3 game.
Yeah, 0-for-6 to start on the power play, and they cash in on back-to-back ones in the second period. Zwerger firing that shot. Great screens in front of Stankowski and able to knock that game up with 3.
1 minute and 6 seconds later, E2 to Lola, back for more, and for the Silver Tips to complete the stunning 4-goal rally right here with his second goal of the night. Davis rims it sharply up the right side, and to Lola, a quick relay for Sutter. Lola got cleaned out behind the play, jumps right back in, slap shot, score! 4 in a row for the boys in green! Can you feel it? E2 to Lola, slap shot, right circle, 5:23 to go, second period, it's 4-3, Silver Tips! What else can you say but impressive, remarkable as well. E2 to Lola, second goal of the night. It came unassisted at 14:37. The Silver Tips had, in stunning fashion, a 4-3 lead in short order by the end of period two.
It was. The whole team, I mean, really rallied to come back and get off the mat and get back and take a lead, remarkably so, and, you know, really so much credit to E2 Tolola for the way he played tonight. We highlighted his 2 goals there in the period, but he did so much more as well, blocking shots, just throwing the body around, really agitating the Thunderbirds and stirring things up after the fact. He played a near-perfect hockey game.
For as remarkable as the Silver Tips have played this season with a young squad locking up their 5th U.S. Division banner, there were only 2 points separating both the two teams here on the ice, and a much more seasoned Seattle Thunderbird team with 20 minutes to go trying to find any source of leadership. Who else, their captain, to lead the charge with the Silver Tips again for the first few minutes, looking in pretty good shape, a 4-3 lead. But then Seattle cashing off a screen, and Matthew Barzell picking up his first 2 of the night to make it a brand-new game at Fowler 23. As the puck left side, now for Barzell of Seattle, circling up high and inside the line is wrist shot. He scores. It snuck on through with 15:37 to go in regulation. And the veteran Barzell able to sear one right on through. We are deadlocked at 4. And tough break for Carter Hart as well. Looked like he didn't see that one coming at all. It was just simply put an effective screen that let that shot get through. Glove side, and Donovan Niles, the assist at 4:23.
Yeah, and Barzell can often, you know, confound and frustrate you by just holding onto the puck and seeming to just skate with it for an entire shift. But, you know, when he sees an opening, when he sees an opportunity, he's not afraid to kind of put shots on net into dangerous areas. He sensed that there was some good traffic in front of the net, and he put a perfect shot in there to beat Hart.
Overtime would be required after the Silver Tips weathering storm outshot 10-3 in the third period, and maybe again as well, third time's a charm for the Silver Tips, who had 2 previous overtime game winners. Unfortunately, they would not see the end of the ice nearby Carl Stankowski for a grade A look, and Seattle cashing on their first one, and Barzell ending matters 90 seconds into the OT frame. Trying to work it away from Kolesar. Barzell stepping in, worked away by Tolola, dropped the keep in from the blue line, wrist shot knocked down, rebound, Barzell, he scores. It doesn't take long for the OT winner. 1 minute and 30 seconds in, and the Silver Tips now have no margin for error. Matthew Barzell, his second of the game. Your final score, the Seattle Thunderbirds 5 and the Everett Silver Tips 4. The Thunderbirds lead the second round series 3-0. Nothing else that you can say but a frustrating end to matters. And Matthew Barzell, the veteran, 2 goals and both coming in crunch time. And the Silver Tips again trying to find a different way to figure things out. But now, as we said, no margin for error. They trail the series 3-0.
Yeah, no margin for error. And, you know, a lopsided series here in terms of games won. Almost seems you know, it's just sort of crushing the way the Silvertips have played so far to find themselves in that spot, because they just simply have not played that poorly. But, you know, the start of overtime there, that line for Coach Connor Walchuk is so good because they possess, obviously, the skill of Barzell, the size of Kolasar. They can really, you know, sort of start the period or start the overtime session off by pinning the Silvertips back. It's what they did. They kept the puck in the zone, and Barzell picked up the rebound and put it away.
So it means the Silvertips have to mount a comeback of historic proportions. Once more, trying to rewrite history. We'll spare you the numbers as far as the percentages here. But again, a Silvertip team that we can sense, a youthful squad trying to take things day by day. Maybe at this point for Game 3, a body of work that could certainly fuel Game 4, and you have to look at things from this perspective. Keep chipping away, and chipping away some more. Game 4, right back here Friday in Kent, as the Tips will try to stave playoff elimination away from them.
Well, it's one of those things where you're not going to win a game, you're not going to do anything, score a goal, or execute on a shift that's going to win you three games and not the series. You have to do the small things. You're going to have to find a way to do just a little bit more. You could hope that the Silvertips, the beneficiary of a little bit more luck, a little bit more finishing touch, but it's really about going out there and doing it and making the big play at the big time that wins you the hockey game. It's what the Thunderbirds have done in this series so far. It's what the Silvertips have to find a way to do.
So it means now the Tips trying to keep chipping away in Game 4 to prevent the exit into the summer and ensure matters back on home ice as well for Game 5. With that, the final totals. The Tips outshot 33-18, yet they cash in finally. A breakthrough for the power play at 2-of-3. Seattle held to an 0-of-2 clip. The Silver Tip goals this evening, 2 by E2 to Lola. He's got 6 here in this postseason run. Aaron Irving and Dominic Zwerger as well chipping in. Zwerger, by the way, picking up here for this evening a 3.9. For Seattle, 2 by Barzell and 1 each by Keegan Kolasar, Nolan Volkan, and Alexander True. Carter Hart, the busier of the two goaltenders in net, 28 saves on the evening. And Carl Stankowski as well, 14 saves here for Game 3. Once more, your final in sudden death overtime. The Silvertips take the short straw for the first time in this postseason. 5-4 in OT to the Seattle Thunderbirds, who now take a 3-0 series advantage. We'll come back in a moment. For Silvertip Replay and Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton. You're